You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of John, chapter 10 and verse 10. I read, "The thief cometh not, but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and they now have it more abundantly." Now, when you read this statement, you will see two sides: Jesus and a thief. Anybody outside of Jesus offering salvation, offering a way out, is a thief. There are just two options: is either Jesus or a thief. If you are running to somebody else, that person is a thief. The only true person is Jesus. But then when he says that the thief, which is Satan, is a come to steal, to kill, and to destroy, you may immediately be thinking that he is coming, he's like an armed robber who just comes and steals what you have. That's not how Satan steals. The way Satan steals is that he offers you an alternative to what God is offering you. What does God offer? Life. And that life in abundance. Now, when we say abundant life, we are not talking of you going to club, drinking your way. No, we are talking of the Zoe life, the divine life of God being imparted into a man. The nature of God being impacted into a man. That is abundant life. The very life of God. But what Satan does is to offer you something in order to give up on this life. So it's exchange. Satan steals through exchange. And what he usually offers is pleasures of sin. He offers you sin in exchange for the life that you carry. So when you look at scripture, you will always see that there is an exchange. When it came to Joseph, there was an exchange. Give me Potiphar's wife. Take Potiphar's wife rather, and give me your divine mandate to save life on earth. That was the exchange. If Joseph gave up on that, if he accepted that offer, that was the end. When Satan wanted to steal from Jesus, how did they come? He offered him something. He said, "I will give you the whole world." He showed him the whole world and his glory. He said, "You just bow down to me." And you say, let me tell you and let me warn you, Satan will offer you something. Many brethren cannot rise to fulfill the purpose of God today because Satan has stolen the mandate of God in their life by offering them something. And that something will look good temporarily. It will look nice. Some of them, it's now when they are reaching 70 years of age, that they are regretting it. That, they've missed out on the purpose of God for their life. They could no longer pursue the plan that God had for their life. All the things God wanted them to accomplish, they could not accomplish it. You see, how do you think it happened? It wasn't as if Satan came and stole that mandate from them. No, he gave them something as an exchange. He said, if you can only go a little further here, and you see that there is money also coming from this side, maybe you should go and try this place. For some people, he will even exchange it with terrible things. He can put them in prison. He can put them in sickness. He will always offer something. I can assure you, Satan always offers something to steal something from you. When even Jacob wanted to take something from Esau that is of eternal value, he offered a porridge. That's how Satan works. He must offer you something in exchange for what you have. He must give you something. It could look purposeful. It could be bringing you money. It could bring you fame. Oh, you don't know. Many people that you call stars today, that star is what Satan offered them for the plan of God. It's because you didn't see the plan of God that you think that becoming a star is a big issue. They will soon realize. They will fade away. And once a star fade away, do you notice they don't come back? They don't come back. The time is gone. Satan has killed them. He's moving to the next stage now. That's the stage of destruction. That is when man is eternally separated from God. I pray you will not get to that point before you become wise. And before today, you say, Lord Jesus, I want eternal life. Don't let Satan steal anything from my life anymore. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.